It's a really exciting time right now for UNC. So as you may have heard, there's a huge Cure HIV effort, which is a collaboration between GlaxoSmithKline and the university, in which they put a lot of public and private dollars behind looking for a cure for HIV. So when you say that, it's like a huge thing because it was not thought, you know, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago, that you would be able to find a cure. But now there's new hope for that with some discoveries that have come out of the UNC. So that's a huge partnership that's happening. Also, there's a lot of work in prevention. So Myron Cohn had a study that showed that treatment is prevention. So if you can treat one person in a serodiscordant couple, so that's one person who's HIV positive and another person is HIV negative, you can reduce transmission by up to like 96%. So a lot of, you know, amazing work that's coming out of UNC.
You've got another campaign, the Red Ribbon for Courage campaign. What's the mission that you're hoping to accomplish with that?
Right. Well, Red Ribbon for Courage is really born out of this idea that if people get a chance to hear the stories of other people who are HIV positive, it really puts a face on the pandemic. So a lot of times people now, especially like younger audiences, when they hear about HIV, they think, oh, that's an issue of yesteryear or 30 years ago. But really, this is still impacting people all over the world. So there's 35 million people currently that are living with HIV, and one in five people who is positive doesn't even know that they are positive. So Red Room for Courage is a very timely thing, and that helps to like put a face and modernize this pandemic. So what we hope to do by, you know, recording stories of people who have volunteered who are HIV positive by sharing their story with other people through social media and also through a documentary, we're able to put a face on the issue and bring people's awareness up. The other thing we're doing is we're talking to people who are innovators in the field of HIV, so people like Myron Cohn, people like Zi Hong, who leads infectious disease research for GlaxoSmithKline, were able to show kind of the work that's going into the HIV cure. So giving people, you know, a realistic dose, no pun intended, about what's happening with HIV, but also letting them know there's hope for new therapeutics and also hopefully for a cure.
With the stigma that still surrounds it, what is it like to have the treatment here, but then still have people not willing to come forward to just receive the treatment?
Right. Well, you know, I think that's a really great question that you ask. So one thing that I get a chance to do with Red Ribbon for Courage is that I get a chance to sit in interviews with people who live with HIV, you know, and the daily challenges of it, and also get a chance to talk to clinicians who started their practice at the beginning of the pandemic and have kind of seen it transition to now. So one thing that's a general consensus, especially with clinicians, is that at the beginning of the pandemic, no one thought that it was going to be something that you could necessarily treat to the level that you're doing it now. So when people would get diagnosed with HIV, the public thought this, and it pretty much was like a death sentence. So people were, you know, scared, like people were, they wouldn't progress into AIDS, and they're like, okay, this is the end. But now we have therapeutics now that can bring people back from the brink of AIDS. So I talked with one person who had a T-cell count, I think it was about 2, something that low. And so they brought him back from the brink all the way back to living a life now where he's undetectable, which is amazing to think that we did that through therapeutics. So, you know, going from that and then looking at now that people, I think people would definitely be treated if there wasn't so much stigma around the issue. So people are not getting tested. People aren't coming in for treatment because there still remains a huge stigma around HIV. So people are afraid to have friends, family, or people find out they may be positive, or even just getting a test in general. So one of the clinicians that we spoke with a while back, Peter Leone, would talk about changing this from being like a risk-type model, so not having people think, oh, we think that you're doing something wrong, in air quotes, but rather just thinking of this as like a routine part of your health. We want to reduce stigma. That's part of the mission of Red Room for Courage. So people would come in to get tested, and if they are positive, get into care, treatment, therapy. I think one thing that we should keep in mind is that if you are a person, I think a lot of times when people hear about HIV, they're like, oh, well, I don't have it. I don't know anyone who has it. But if you're a sexually active person, this applies to you. And that's one of the quotes and things that you'll hear echoed throughout Red Room for Courage and also in the companion documentary Tested, which will be coming out next year, is that if you're a person who is sexually active, this is about you. And so many things about the pandemic are tied to all of us. So people being able to get treatment and access to care, the economic burden that not treating people has on healthcare and what have you. So this really applies to every single person. So, you know, don't tune out. Reducing stigma and changing your thought process about HIV really can do a world of good for helping us fight the infection.